Well, if they, you should probably say it the other way. It starts that way sometimes. Right. And then if they start answering some questions, they start to get going a little bit. And sometimes they start getting a little bit cocky and don't read the question properly. But it's interesting. You know, obviously, we've got the big celebrity show starting on next week. Well, we've got the first responders up first and then the celebrities. And it'll be interesting to see how they go, because generally what happens with the celebrities is they are more concerned with not making dickheads of themselves and being you know, ending up being internet sensations for the wrong reasons than they are sometimes in concentrating on actually the questions. Yeah. And I have to remind them sometimes, go on, guys, just relax about all that. Just there's a question, there's four answers. And in the classic show, of course, you can leave at any stage.
Yeah.
But like everybody, as soon as you see more money in front of you, you think, I'll have a bit of that.
What is it about this show that you love? Because you're probably the busiest man in Australia, let's be honest, besides maybe ScoMo or, you know, Dan Andrews. But what is it about...
I don't have as many holidays as ScoMo.
What is it about this show? Because even when you were running the company, you were still on the show.
Pretty much, yeah. There was a little break there for a while when I was CEO, and then we came back with it with the hot seat. Look, I'll tell you what it is, and it's one of those things. You're right. I have a full schedule, and I go, all right, okay, I've got to be a millionaire today. And then as soon as you get to, you know, into the studio, it's great fun. Yeah. And right, let's go back to the first question you asked me today. When you have the people in front of you and you see that this money changed their lives. Now, you know, not too many people win the $1 million, but, you know, you'd take $10,000 today, wouldn't you, to clear the credit card?
Absolutely.
Or to pay the school fees, going back to school, you know, to knock the car over and, you know, have a holiday when, you know, the time comes or things like that. And you realise just how important it is. The other thing is, it's fun. You're on having a bit of a day out being on telly. You know, when you're lying on your deathbed, you're not talking about the tax bill, eh? You're talking about the memories that you have and all that sort of stuff. You're not worrying about what was in the, you know, the editorial or what Neil Mitchell's complaining about today. You're worrying about you're worried about the fun that you've had along the journey, and this is part of it.
Speaking of memories, Eddie, I grew up as a child supporting Collingwood, and you did make the announcement that you would be stepping aside as president. I mean, obviously, everything must come to an end, but how are you feeling now that the announcement was made and knowing the legacy you left?
Yeah, I'm having second thoughts already. I think I might keep going. the thing is, I genuinely love the game. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's given me everything in my life, and including an identity when I was a 5-year-old boy barracking for Collingwood. You know, my grandparents, and you know, it was everything. And I fell in love with the Pies, and the Pies have given so much back to me ever since. I said with radio and with and even with the Pies, you know, I probably set a bit of a timeline that once my two boys had finished school, which they have done now, my son finished last in this VCE cohort that's just come through, that, you know, it'd be time to reassess. And that's where it's at. So looking forward to it. There's lots of new things already being presented in front of me. So I'm really looking forward to the next stage.
Yeah, one last one, just because, I mean, you are a polarising figure. But what your story, really, if it was a movie, people would be celebrating you because you've come from, you know, Broadmeadow. You're pretty much the biggest name in Australian media. What drives Eddie Maguire?
Well, it's funny when people say polarising figures. I sit back and go, all I do is actually sort of a glorified fundraiser for charities, which is what sporting institutions are, you know, Melbourne Stars and Collingwood, all that sort of stuff. And I, you know, crack gags and try and tell people what's happening in footy and make them laugh and give them money. Situation. What have I done wrong? Yeah, okay. A couple of controversial things along the way, but none of them were malicious or anything like that.
No.
You know, and without trying to sound like, you know, Mother Teresa, it's good to be part of a community. It really is. It's just great. And so I do. I've always been like that from, you know, when I was a little boy. I'd want to be involved and make things happen and, you know, run fundraisers. I ran a fete when I was about 10, I think, or something at one stage. And I remember I worked out the lucky numbers at a fete I went to one day that if you looked across the top row, they were the numbers, and then they just confused them all the way down. And I did that. So I started off very slowly, but then ended up making the most money on it because I realised even with the kids at primary school, they like a bet out in Broadmeadow. So we loaded it up. So I was running my own casino when I was in grade 4. So that was the choice. But the money did go to the missions. That was the main thing.
Yeah.
Was it? Less expenses, of course.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen a mini Eddie Maguire entrepreneur as a 10-year-old, but we will be seeing you back on our TV screens Monday night. Who wants to be a millionaire? Eddie Maguire, you're a champ, mate. We always love chatting to you. Take care, and we'll chat soon.
Good on you, guys, and all the money going to charity. And our first responders, those who've been at the front line, get first crack, and they get to keep the money, and I love that.